We are presented with a lot of interesting details surrounding Rav Huna's being nifter and his burial on Daf Chei Amud Aleph. And the Gemara there tells us that they wanted to sort of show honor, show kavod to Rav Huna by placing the Torah with his body. But Rav Chisda said, no, we shouldn't do this because this is something that Rav Huna didn't approve of when he was alive. And we know that because honor the Chaziz of Rav Huna, the Bai Lamesa Vapuria. That Rav Tachlifa said that I saw Rav Huna, so he wanted to sit on his bed. Vava manach sefer Torah alay, but there was a sefer Torah there. The kaf chada ara v'osif sefer Torah ilave. So he took a barrel, a container, and he put the sefer Torah there. And you see from that Rav Huna held that you shouldn't sit upon the same place where the sefer Torah is sitting, and he had a separate place for the sefer Torah. This does come up definitely halach lemaisa. It's discussed in Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach there, that you should not sit on the same chair, the same bench that a Sefer Torah is resting on, that the Sefer Torah should be elevated. I think the Shulchan Aruch over there says one tefach, the Shach says, I think, 3 to 10 tefachim. So Rav Huna was very makpid. He didn't approve of these practices, so they didn't want to put the Sefer Torah with his body. So the Tosos, the first Tosos of Amud, on this story tells us, the near the fuel of Sefer Torah munach begova mimenu will sharm the law osve the Sefer Torah begova mimenu. And Toso says that you see from Rav Huna's practice that even if the Sefer Torah is more elevated, it'd be forbidden because you see he didn't just elevate the Torah, he put it on a separate platform altogether. And I explain this more in Menachos and I go on over there. Although it seems that obviously we don't hold like this Tosos because we say that you could elevate the Torah on the same platform where you are sitting. The Shach, who is Mamachmir, doesn't say anything about a separate platform. He just says making it even more elevated than the basic requirement of one tefach, which is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, that's found in Yoredeya Simen Reish Pei Beis, if you want to look it up over there later. Towards the end of the Gemara, the Amud, so the Gemara discusses the idea of Teran Kriya for Rav Chisda's funeral. So the Gemara over there says, "Sover the lo l'mishlal kareyu," that after Rav Chisda's funeral, so they shouldn't fix the tear that they did where they did the kriya. That was a discussion that we had earlier whether one could sew up their garment or not, nafkamina for a parent or another relative. So Amar lehu Rabbi Yitzchak Barami chacham kivan shechziru pnei me'achorei hamita sholin. So Rabbi Yitzchak Barami said that regarding a chacham, provided it's not your Rebbe, it's not your teacher, once you turn away from the coffin and from escorting the mace, so sholin, then you could actually repair it. So Tosos over here says, Devar maskal chacham kivan she'achzir panav, peirush chacham she'mace kivan she'achzir panav oso shakara. That if a chacham died, so once the person turns away, provided that person did kriya in the first place, you could sew it up. You can fix it in a temporary way. The garcina nefil chacham shakara chacham kivan she'achzir panav sholol alter. And the way we read it says that even a chacham who tore for another chacham, meaning we're not talking about just a regular person who tore kriya, we're talking about a chacham who tore kriya on the passing of a different chacham. So once he turns away, he can be sholo immediately. He can fix the tear immediately. Mishim kavod shel chacham hakorea hitiru deganaihu atzeset beged korea. They permitted this because of the honor of the chacham who tore. It's not bekavod of that chacham to go around with a torn garment. Lo nira, but this doesn't seem correct to me, says Tosos. Although, I'm thinking back to the Gemara that we had a few dafim ago, I'm blanking out on the names now, you had two Rabbanim, where one Rav, one Chacham, lost his father, I believe, so he was going to tear Kriya, and then a different Rebbe was going to tear Kriya to sort of be Imon Anochi Bitzara with the Chacham who was an Avel, and then that Chacham who was an Avel decided not to tear kriya at all because it wasn't proper, or it wasn't bekavod that which it should cause another chacham to tear kriya, and that's sort of the idea that Tosos brought up but then rejected. Unclear why Tosos doesn't think it's correct. It seems that that's not what exactly our Gemara said earlier, that due to the kavod of a chacham, they'd be matir to fix up the tear of the garment, the kriya of the garment, assuming that the chacham does the kriya in the first place.